So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, it's Dan Latto speaking. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. So in this podcast, just a very short, quick one, I do get that there's a lot of confusion about wealthy and rich. And I just want to go through what my personal definition of this is. It's my definition, so you can disagree as much as you like, but you're wrong because it's mine. So, and it probably isn't mine, actually. I think probably a lot of people agree with this anyway. But so when we talk about rich people and we talk about poor people and we talk about wealthy people, we're really talking about three completely different types of people. So let's do it from the ground up. Let's work with poor people. So this is a couple of things that poor people do. They don't plan. They don't plan anything. They don't plan meals. They don't have a budget. They don't plan their week, the month, the year, the life. None of that is planned. And they might say things like, well, there's no point in planning because I don't earn enough money. But this is the key. The universe will give you as much money as you can manage. If you can't manage it properly, it will take it away from you, which is why property lottery winners start off with £5 million and in 5 years it's gone. 95% of lottery winners end up either back to where they were or worse within just 5 years. 95%. It's because they've gone from this transition of just having nothing, like being on a starvation diet and then going into a donut shop and being able to eat whatever they want. So they eat everything and then they just throw it all up because they purge it. And that's what people are doing with money when they come into money. They have no idea how to manage money, which is actually better if you build your own wealth and build your own income and build your own cash flow, because then you get much, much better at managing it. And that's where the lessons therein lie. So if you're fed up with the grind and fed up with the, you know, the hustle and when will I ever get to the point? You will get there because the lessons that you're learning right now take a while to grow. You can't force a flower to unfold faster than is natural for it. If a flower, you can overwater it, you can underwater it. It's not going to make a blind bit of difference, probably. I don't know about flowers, but I'm guessing it won't bud faster if you ask it to. It has to go through the life lessons it needs to go through in order to bud at the right time. And it's the same for you. Some people are faster, some people are slower. If you're not fast enough, it's because you've not learned what you need to learn about money yet. I'll re-say that because that's probably the most important sentence in this whole podcast. If you've not got enough money yet, it's because you've not learned how to manage money. Learn how to manage it, you'll get more of it. It's really as simple as that, because then you start creating budgets, and then you have a marketing budget, and then you close more business, and then you make more money, which means a bigger marketing budget and more managing of more money. And then you have more money. And then it doesn't feel like you've got more money because you're a tight ass on your budgets, like I am. I always love Elon Musk, you know, what was it, 120 for PayPal, I think, and he spent 40 on Tesla and 80 on SpaceX. I don't know if those numbers are right, making them up. And he literally had to borrow money for rent because he spent it all because he's managing his money. And it sounds crazy. What do you mean? And, you know, almost every property investor I've met, none of them have any money because as soon as I've sold that, made 50 grand. Great, great. So you're loaded. Now I spent it. Oh, what did you spend it on? Bought another house. And you're like, oh, good to say. Do you not get a holiday? No. Because for managing the money to create more money, that's one of the big things about what poor people don't do is they don't manage anything. They don't manage their time. They don't manage budgets. They come up with excuses. Well, I spend all my time just writing goals and managing rather than actually doing the work. And it's crazy. You don't see rich people complaining about planning. And let me rephrase that. You don't see wealthy people complaining about planning. Rich people do plan as well, by the way. But, you know, if you're not earning enough money right now, plan more. I tell you, 100%, hand on my heart, there is a direct correlation between the amount of stuff that you plan for and the results that you're going to get in life. If you plan for weight loss, you'll get it. If you plan for a food budget to save money, you'll save money. If you plan for a monthly budget, you know, well, I've got a 250 quid a month petrol budget and I've just put in my last £5 into petrol and I'm up to my budget. Well, now you start coasting everywhere or you'll walk everywhere, but you know, you won't go over that budget. Now you can use the rest of that money for other things. That's the whole point of planning and budgeting. So poor people don't plan. The other thing that poor people don't do is they can't really see a future other than what they live in right now. And so they go through these cycles, and really we call them monthly cycles. And the monthly cycles revolve around payday. Very important. And I know this because I've done it myself. So you get paid and you got all this money for about 2 days, and then all your bills go out and you're like scrimping and saving to the end of the month again. And that is no way to live. And the reason is again, it's down to planning. You know, you've not planned anything, and you've then fallen also into this trap of buying nice cars, nice shoes, nice bags, nice watches, nice phones, nice clothes, nights out, nice meals. See people going out, spend like 50 quid on Pizza Express. Pizza Express, for God's sake. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's not even like a luxury place. Like, I like Pizza Express every so often too, but what the hell are you doing? Save that £50. Get a takeout pizza or make your own pizza. You know, instead of spending 50 quid, spend a tenner. Move that 40 quid into paying down your credit cards. This is what budgeting is about. And poor people don't want to do this. And when I say poor people, I mean people who are living within their means. Just, you know, a job just over broke. And don't get me wrong, if you've got a job, I think that's awesome. You should have a job. It's better than not having a job at all or any other source of income. But people think having a job is the end product. That's not the end product. The end product is wealth that generates cash flow. That means you never have to work ever again. That should be the end goal. And most people get into the job and then they think the next step up is a bigger job with more money. And then they can buy a bigger car and have a bigger mortgage. And just find themselves entrapped. And the problem is you spend the first 20 years of your life getting into this shit. And by the time you're 40 and 45, you spend the next 20 years trying to get out of this shit, trying to pay all that debt down. And then you realise, actually, this is not what I wanted at all. I've got no wealth. I've got no assets. And it's because you spend it all on crap. And if you're in your 20s and 30s right now, stop spending money on this stuff. You can't afford it. I've got money in my account, Dan. You don't understand. I make an extra £1,000 above what my expenses are, and that goes into my savings. Well, that's very good. Well, maybe you could save £1,200. That's a 20% increase. Instead of having a fancy car and spending money on nights out and Pizza Express, the chances are, frankly, it's more like £400-£500, isn't it, when you put it into that context? So now you could have saved £1,500. That's £18,000 a year instead of £12,000. Big, big difference. £36,000 saved up in 2 years instead of just, what do we say, just £24,000. The difference in that is a buy-to-let property deposit or not. Or it could be a deposit on a refurb that then generates another £10,000. And then you're off to the races. You're off because now you've got money you can use. And all it took was you getting rid of your fancy car, cutting back on Pizza Express, who I'm dealing with rather unfairly in this podcast. Other pizza companies are available. And nights out. Or whatever whatever you do for your sins, whatever that happens to be. There are no sins, by the way, just good times. So, don't know where that came from. But this is what poor people do. They get this job and they think that's it, and they're minted, and oh, I'm off to buy an Audi. I saw something, you know, in the olden days, when you were younger, it was about different TV shows that you watched, and now it's about Audis and IKEA. And I'm like, what, that's what your life is about? Audis and IKEA? And if that is where you want to be in life, you need to raise your standards. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Audis, but it's not, is that really where you want to be? Like, seriously? BMW? Audi? Lexus? Is that really where you only want to be? Like, don't get me wrong, I drive a Jeep right now, and I'm 47, and a Lamborghini, you know, old man in Lambo, it's not a good look, is it? But I drive that car because it's safe, not because of how it looks. And it's paid off, and I must admit, it does chug a lot of fuel, so it's probably going to go for a hybrid of some kind. But you reach a certain point in your life where you're like, the cars don't even matter anymore. I tell you what matters. I mean, today's Wednesday and it's 10:30 right now. You know, after this, should we go to the beach, or should we go to the shops, or should we do another podcast, or what do I want to do? That right there is worth more than any car. Being able to have that choice. Do we go to the basketball court? Should we go to the gym? No, let's do some more podcasts, which is the plan anyway, by the way. But that's where you want to be. Anyway, so we've covered poor people. What about rich people? Rich people have a job. They might have a side hustle. They might have a few assets. But the assets don't cover their job. So they don't cover their income, their expenses going out. So it helps them on their monthly But oftentimes we might be spending that on, well, I've got this income coming in, it's £500 extra every month, so I can hit Nando's, thank you very much. And I do that twice a month. That's my little reward. You know, it's £100 a month, but that's fine because it's code on repeat income. So you're kind of getting there, but you're also kind of not, because you're spending that money that you've not earned, because it's residual. And by the way, I'm a property investor too. I know full well it's earned. Trust me on this. There's a lot of work that goes into managing properties and passive income. There's no such thing. So other than stocks and shares where you just stick money in and you get such a crap return, there's no point in even doing it. So, but rich people, they've got the income coming in. There might be a grand or two or three grand up where they can save that every month. But if they lost their job today, they might have 6 months worth of living and that's it, the bust for homeless. Well, that for me is not, that's not wealthy. So let me put the wealthy one in here as well. Wealthy is where your assets pay for your lifestyle and then extra couples of grand way and above what you need each month. So that you can't even lose your job because you ain't got a job to lose because your assets are generating your wealth. And if it's, you know, if you've got 50 properties all rented out and one tenant refuses to leave and his boiler's bust and he's not paying rent and it's a massive problem, that's fine. It's 2% of your asset base. 2% of your income. Depends what the rent is in relation to everything else, of course. But you get what I mean. It doesn't matter. And so the difference between wealthy and rich is cash flow and where the cash flow comes from. Rich people have cash flow that come from a job or a business as well. Because I've seen people and their, you know, business is going great. And then 5 years later, 10 years later, I run into them and go, how's your business? Oh, we went bust. Oh, at least you bought some assets. No, I didn't buy any assets. Well, where's your income? No, I'm minimum wage working at B&Q. And it's like, oh my goodness me. It's just not good, you know? So that's the difference for me. The income and where it comes from will determine whether you're wealthy or rich. And if your income comes from a job or a business that you own, you may be rich, but you're not wealthy. And you could argue, well, you know, my business is an asset, which it technically is, although you are working in it. But what if all your customers do something wrong? What if you go to prison for something? Let's just say you go to prison. You fell asleep at the wheel, you hurt somebody, you go to prison for dangerous driving. It's not really your fault, but you're in prison anyway. I'm trying to think of something you can go to prison for that's not like really bad, like murder or something. But you're still in prison. Do you think your money still comes in from your properties? Absolutely. But what about your business? If your business is built around you, your business might not work and actually your reputation's ruined. But even if your reputation's ruined, most tenants don't know that it's your house anyway, so you can still... Do you see the difference here that I'm trying to get to? Please don't go to prison. But it depends on how much money you're making and what is the source of that income. Is it from assets that comes in regardless of whether you're there or not, like property does? Or is it coming in from a job, which definitely 100% relies on you being there? You might have some insurance if you lose your job, I guess. But even then, insurance isn't an asset, it's protection. It's insurance, protection from losing your job. Or is it from a business? And, you know, whilst your business is going well right now, I've seen business people go in cycles. There's a guy, I forget his name, and he's doing really well. His online business. In fact, I know several people have done this. Let's take Moab, for example. I can't remember what it's called. Moab. But anyway, they were making loads of money, training and all this kind of thing. And then it was deemed to be a form of a pyramid scheme, I think it was. And the FCA in America, the equivalent, came in and shut it all down. They literally took all their assets off them. All their property assets, their business asset. And they were doing something illegal, by the way, which is why that happened. But if they hadn't have done something illegal and they lost that business, maybe sometimes through no fault of their own. You know, we were running a furniture packages company very well until 2007, 2008 when the crash hit. That business stopped overnight, almost. So luckily we had the income from the lettings agency that we owned at the same time, but we had to let some staff go, which is very painful. But if that was me going, and it probably was, by the way, luckily I had extra assets that we were buying anyway, but if that was me going, well, I don't need to buy assets because I've got my business, and then the business goes down, well, maybe I should have bought some assets. This is the difference between wealthy, rich, and poor. Wealthy people, source of income comes from assets. Rich people, source of income comes from a job or a business. A business in this context, although it might be an asset, it's not an asset because it can go under. And we see it all the time. And then poor people who are people in a job, but literally if they lost that job, you know, they're spending every penny they've got and they're right up to the limit, almost, or, and maybe even going into overdraft each month because their expenses are too high. They're living way beyond their means instead of cutting back and cutting down on their credit cards and so on. They're getting more credit cards and spending on it. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. They buy a holiday for £2,000, bang it on a credit card. Now that £2,000 gets paid off over 5 years. It costs them £3,000, 20% a year. Just doesn't make sense. I get it costs more than £3,000, doesn't it? 20% a year. 20% is £400 a year. Over 5 years is £2,000. It's cost them £4,000 to pay that card off. That holiday. So big, big difference. And that's the difference between wealthy, rich and poor. I'd like to know what you think on this. Come and find me on Facebook. Drop me a message. Love to hear about what your thoughts are. But you know where you need to be. You need to be under wealth. You need to be generating assets that generate income. Property sourcing, by the way, is a business. It's not an asset. And you could say, well, there'll always be need for property sourcing. And you're absolutely right. There probably will be. But what if prices are just going up and up and up? And for the next 12 months, you've not bought anything as asset-based, but you're just property sourcing all the time, and then suddenly the property sourcing, or new rules come through. New rules and regulations come in, means you're not allowed to property source anymore in the traditional manner that we property source right now. What if that comes in and changes that entire business model, and you've not bought any assets, and you're up the creek without a paddle? So you've got wealth, generates cash from assets. You've got rich, generates cash from business and job. And you've got poor, generates cash solely from a job, but only just surviving. That, for me, is the three asset class, the three classes of people in terms of where you want to be and where you want to be heading to. Anyway, hit me up on Facebook. Come and let me know what you think, and I'll catch up with you in the next podcast. Thank you for listening. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.